terrorists who have no respect for America's laws or her people. Troy Payton was stabbed to death with a butcher knife by an illegal alien. Amiel Azamita, during a confrontation after Azamita has insulted a 15-year-old girl, all of whom lived in a residence motel near Las Vegas, even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azamita to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azamita also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado and had been deported a month before the killing. Officer Michael Gordon lost his life to a drunk driving illegal alien. The Chicago policeman was in the driver's seat of his squad car when it was struck by Luis Calia, a Guatemalan whose blood alcohol level was 0.177, twice the legal limit. Luis Calia died a few hours after striking the police car, and Michael Gordon is survived by his wife and four children. Before entering the police department, Gordon joined the 81st Airborne right after high school, serving in Bosnia and Korea. As a policeman, he asked to be assigned to a tough part of Chicago because he wanted to do more than just write tickets. Oceanside officer Tony Zepetella was a rookie cop who had been in the department just over a year when he was shot three times and killed in a credit union parking lot by Adrian George Camacho, a Mexican illegal alien with a long criminal record. Officer Zepetella was married with a six-month-old child. He was born in Whittier and enlisted in the Navy after he had graduated from high school in 1994. Tony Zepetella was 27 years old when he was killed. The accused killer had been deported several times, and his criminal record lists drugs, illegal firearm possession, and gang activity. Victor Hen was a victim of terrorism in America. She was shot and killed as she sat at her desk by Hesham Mohammed Hadiyet on July 4, 2002, at the El Al ticket counter in Los Angeles International Airport. She was born in Israel and immigrated with her family to the U.S. in 1990. Particularly sad is the fact that her family had planned a surprise party for her the next day where her boyfriend intended to propose. The LAX shooter was born in Egypt and lived here for a time as an illegal alien and was even considered for deportation until he got lucky when his wife won the diversity lottery. Sister Helen Chaska was murdered in late summer 2002 by being strangled with her rosary beads. The beads were found embedded in her neck. She was also raped, as was another nun who accompanied Sister Helen during walking prayers. Both women were in Klamath Falls, Oregon, doing missionary work when the crimes occurred. Her accused murderer is Maximiliano Asperez, who is in the United States illegally and was convicted in 1988 of robbery and kidnapping in Los Angeles. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, was released in 1992, and was on probation until 1995. By law, this man should have been deported to Mexico after his release in 1992. Instead, the INS allowed him to remain in the United States and then and only then to commit even more heinous crimes. 18-year-old Trisha Taylor of Detroit was in court in December 2002 to hear the plea of the illegal alien who caused her to lose both legs above the knees. Jose Carcamo was driving under the influence, 0.08% blood alcohol level, and speeding when he drove over a curb and smashed Taylor into a wall. One report stated that Carcamo has had 17 violations since 1995. Another noted that he was drag racing at the time of the crash. It is agreed that the car was traveling between 50 and 75 miles per hour on a street posted for 25 miles per hour. The INS has twice begun deportation proceedings against Carcamo to return to El Salvador, but regrettably did not follow through. Carcamo will be out of jail in a few years, but Trisha Taylor faces a lifetime of pain and disability because of another failure of the INS to remove a dangerous alien. The lives of many law enforcement officers have been lost at the criminal hands of violent illegal aliens. One such was David March, a Los Angeles County sheriff, who was killed when he pulled over a car for a routine traffic stop. The driver was a dangerous Mexican drug dealer, Armando Garcia, who had been deported twice and has a long history of violent crime. After shooting Sheriff March twice in the head, Garcia was able to escape.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Love hearing from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704. I got a lot of stuff to download today, again, people. And if I had enough time, I'd probably go for 3 hours every single day concerning how it is that you're being inundated, how you're under attack by your said representative government. Case in point, you're hearing about all of these massive protests going on in Minneapolis. Well, guess what, folks? I'm from Minnesota. And what they don't have going for them is not everybody's just going to go along with it. There are people that are going to cross-check the things that they're promulgating to the people. And I'm one of those guys. And so in saying that, I've been noticing day in and day out when I'm seeing these videos, I'm looking at these videos and I'm seeing the massive amount of people that are allegedly walking the streets of Minneapolis, but I'm having a hard time identifying the places where all of these people are protesting the said federal government. Again, I want you to remind yourselves, friends, and pay attention to what's going on here, because what happened is it went from the narrative, the mainstream media switching the narrative from Walz and his criminal administration guilty of treason as fraud to now it is obstruction. Okay, they changed the narrative just that quick, and people, for the most part, just forgot just that quick. And I want to tell you something, the powers that are tolerated love you for it, friends. They love the fact that you have short-term memories. Now, why am I saying this? Because I'm telling you, folks, that those massive protests that they're having, I am telling you that they are AI-ing the film that they're using to, again, try to browbeat any opposition that would stand with the law in this particular case. And I'm going right down the center of it. I'm not pro or con. I see the illegalities of what's going on here. But what it comes back to is the fact that, folks, you again have the 19% that believe the mainstream media, that the mainstream media wants you to believe is the 81% that doesn't believe the media. They're reversing the roles, Isaiah 5:20. Read Micah 6:16 as well when you get a moment. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. I'm telling you, it's made up. And I am telling you, folks, when I'm watching these videos, I'm trying to figure out where in Minneapolis is this at, because I was born and raised. I moved 37 times in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and I know this city like the back of my hand. And as I'm watching this, I'm just thinking, okay, this is AI. Do you guys remember, case in point, do you guys remember when they were doing the anti-gun rallies, they called them, in Washington, D.C.? This is back in the 90s. And there was like a quarter of the space that was used up by people that were actually in support of violating the Second Amendment. I don't care if the whole world did. I'm not giving them up because, they're not going to go ahead and try to convince me that somehow or another now they have the right to disarm the American people. We're not going along with that. But in saying that, about a quarter of the people showed up in support of the removal of the Second Amendment. About a quarter. Do you know what the mainstream media did? They took that quarter amount of people in Washington, D.C., right in the mall there, and they replicated it three times to make it look like there was three times more the people than there was really there. Now, when it's for the American people, they'll belittle that too. They'll minimize our efforts. They do it all the time. Now, again, I just want to equate this to the fact that we also know that these said provocateurs, for the ones that are here, are already being set up. It's all bought and paid for. I've told you people this 1,000 times because they've done it to me, friends. It's all bought and paid for. They're paying these provocateurs to come in and play like that they're Minnesotans that are sick and tired of all of these illegalities. Isn't it interesting that the narrative is that all of these young people are angry with ICE, but nobody has anything to say about the $9 to $19 billion fraud committed by Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Jacob Frey, Peggy Flanagan, and the list goes on. Do you understand what they're doing? This is all smoke and mirrors. They're distracting the people from the frauds and those that need to be held accountable for their crimes. Americans need justice. Now, I also want to highlight this. Don't ever think for one moment that your said representative governments, not all of them, but a good portion of them, more than not, are behind what's going on here. We all know that George Soros is an international war criminal. Is that true? We all know that he is an international war criminal. Let me ask you the question, friends. How many of your governors in your states have taken pictures with either George or his criminal son? An international war criminal. Did you know that George Soros funds over 200 organizations in America that are anti-American? Everybody acknowledges him as a war criminal, but can somebody tell me why there's no justice that's been brought upon the heads of George Soros and his son? He also has the control of 26 attorney generals throughout the United States of America. Again, Americans, question mark. Did you know that? Okay. I want you to know that there's reports claiming, again, I'm not going to go this far left, far right, baloney, friends. It doesn't exist. But there's reports that are claiming that these groups are behind the funding of anti-ICE protests in Minnesota. I'm telling you, friends, they're all bought and paid for. George Soros is the one that is sending millions of dollars into these paid provocateurs to create the illusion that the people in the state of Minnesota have had enough as to what's going on. If they had enough, they would be going after Walz, they would be going after Ellison, they'd be going after Frey, Omar, and the list goes on. And that includes Amy Klobuchar, who, by the way, is now running for the said position to be the governor of the state. Folks, the people hate her guts. And you know what they're finding out now, to no surprise? And this shows you how they set the program, how they set these clowns in the circus of politics up. They're not giving the people real options, people. That's massive voter fraud. They're giving you the options regardless of what side of the unconstitutional aisle they are in this uniparty system. They're always giving you the options to pick from the options that they themselves give to you. And by the way, for the lesser of two evils, people, choose neither. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. They're finding that now Amy Klobuchar has a long history of supporting Somalian causes. Folks, I'm telling you, they're regionalizing areas in the United States and they're giving them away, and you are in fact being sold out to your enemies. Now back to this. Why is it that George Soros is funding these organizations to pay for paid provocateurs, and yet the American people still act like this is the young people. Look at how stupid they are. Wait a second. Who sent them to public school to be indoctrinated in the first place? The parents did. But I'm here to tell you, that's not even those kids at all. They're all paid provocateurs. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Okay, welcome back. 281-845-4704. I'm going to show some audio on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. We understand that the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Absolutely is exactly what it says, friends. You're not going to get away from it. The end of the U.S. Constitution in the year of our Lord, 1787. Four references to the Lord in the Declaration of Independence. If you want to see what our forefathers grew up on, read the Mayflower Compact, because it does nothing but smack of the pulpit in every sense of the word. So, getting back to this, George Soros, an international war criminal, which is no different than Netanyahu, who's Mylakowski, I know that you're all aware of that, right? He's an international war criminal. Isn't it interesting how they have access to the people's White House and the people still haven't figured out what's going on here? They're trying to figure out why are these people doing the opposite of what they say? I mean, this is really foreign to me. It is foreign. It is foreign. People, they're doing the opposite of what they're called to do. But again, let's go back to this and ask the question, why is George Soros funding over 200 organizations in America to upend our what? Our constitutional. Because it goes back to, again, what John Adams said, that our constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people under the umbrella. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Exactly. So what are they attacking? They're attacking Christianity, which, by the way, all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. They're just going to find out the hard way. But if we as Christians are awake, this should be fanning the flame within us. And what am I talking about? Well, it tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And we are to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. George Soros needs to be held accountable for his crimes. Every one of his organizations need to be removed. Whoever established them need to be held accountable for their crimes. It's that simple. You say, well, you're just flipping about it. Nonsense. It's an act of treason on the behalf of the people that set up these organizations. Okay? Also consider this, friends, when you look at these organizations like what George Soros has set up, just to add insult to injury and gas to the fire concerning the fires that they're creating, what does this all look like? Well, I mean, if we stop and think about it, how could it get any worse? That's what I'm asking you. How could it get any worse? It gets worse. Did you also know that international war criminal George Soros also bought up, listen to me, 160 conservative radio stations? This is just a reflection of what the people put up with, again. I mean, people yak like they have a right to do what they do. No, they don't. Well, remember how I started off during the first segment? I told you, friends, it's not like they're not telling you that they're responsible for what's going on here. Do you guys remember this? In January of 2013, President Obama, who, by the way, everything that he implemented is null and void. He is a foreigner. He's a sodomite. But remember, when he left office, he went over to Kenya. And then after he was done with his second criminal tenure, forecasting it before it happened, by the way, before he was voted in, which should only go ahead and drop the structure of the lies again of the fact that there is massive voter fraud going on. He actually told a Russian diplomat during his second term before he was ever voted in. We played that video for you again. They go forward and they go forward. But remember when Obama, that foreigner, went over to Kenya after his second criminal tenure, he went over there and he said he was the first Kenyan-born president in America. But again, it comes back to Donald Trump saying he's the worst president in American history. And then when he goes and meets him in the White House, he asked by a reporter, what do you think of Obama? What does Trump do? First class, thumbs up. I mean, folks, when is it that you have enough with your Trump derangement, your Trump syndrome? You're an embarrassment to yourself. You're walking around with all this stuff on you that smells and you gloat in it. You foam out your shame, as the Bible says. And again, it's embarrassing. It really truly is. But you're aiding the destruction of this country by the people that you support. Here, let's go back to Obama and you'll understand. January 2013, President Obama, he wasn't the president. Obama signed National Defense. Notice the name. Who can't get behind that name, right? Well, it did just the exact opposite, just like the Patriot Act. It should have been called the Act of Tyranny because it undermines the Constitution, just like this National Defense Authorization Act. What did it do? It green-lighted the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, axing domestic dissemination ban, reforming the Smith-Mundt Act. Critics warned this would expose U.S. government to government propaganda. Do you see all this stuff going on with the Epstein files? It's all a part of the plan. It's all a part of the plan. They don't want you to trust in anybody. Here, I'm here to tell you this, as it says in the book of Psalms. It says, what do we do when the foundations are gone? The Bible says that the Lord is still on his throne. Seek his face, people. That doesn't mean, because you don't see the foundations here, that his foundations aren't sure and secure, because they are. You seek the face of the Lord, you hold to his law regardless of what comes your way. That's putting your feet on the rock by faith in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? Going back to President Obama, reforming the Smith-Mundt Act, critics warned this would expose U.S. government to government propaganda. What did it say? Government propaganda. So where is all this fake news coming from? Where is all this propaganda coming from? It's coming from them, people. What are they doing? They're creating a straw man, an enemy, so they take him down just like they did through big tech companies. They create the monster in the minds of the American people, and then they try to convince you that have been brainwashed by these scoundrels to go ahead and aid them in taking down the bad guys. Hey, folks, the bad guys are the ones that you're aiding and abetting, just so you know. You're not helping anybody. What you're doing is you're picking up a shovel and you're digging a hole that we're all going to fall in if you don't wake up. And that's a fact. Look at this. When did all this happen, friends? Under cover of Christmas. How many times have I shared with the American people that, well, you're with your families, you have these corrupt scoundrels in the halls of government doing what? Just like they did concerning the what? The IRS. Back in 1913, folks. The Federal Reserve. Guess what? Your grandparents were at home spending time with their families, and you had corrupt politicians setting up a system that was completely unconstitutional. And it still is, by the way. It still is. This is open talk. This has been open for public consumption for decades in this country. But the politicians are just still talking about it because the people haven't pushed them to enforce the law against these unconstitutional agencies. Common Dreams reported, under cover of Christmas, Obama establishes controversial look at the words again and the names, anti-propaganda agency. It owns all these not all important laws are smuggled into another bill, omnibus bill, which is called pork. These are the things that they didn't tell you about, okay? In the final hours before the Christmas holiday weekend, Obama on Friday quietly signed the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act into law. I just want to tell you this. Now listen to me carefully. It's not law. Anything that stands in contrast or antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws, they are null and void. Do we all understand that? They can call it law. It can look like law. It can smell like law. Again, it can walk like law, but it's not. Just like a duck. It can look like a duck. It can walk like a duck. It can quack like a duck, but it just might not be a duck. I'm here to tell you, this isn't a duck. You want to know why? Because it undermines the laws that the Lord established. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, people. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now your government is saying that they can go ahead and tear down the law and establish lawlessness, and no longer will they restrain men from sin. Now they'll advocate sin, and what they'll do is they'll set up their own people as criminals that get in the way of their political agenda. It's exactly what's going on here. Well, you still haven't been convinced yet, people? Here's Obama. Listen carefully.
Propaganda to be effective. You don't have to convince people that what you are saying is
true. I'll come right back to this in just a moment, friends. I got a couple videos of him saying this. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Well, he does just that. And yet he's out there spewing more propaganda as we speak. You see how this works? Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people. And I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to come right back to this, and I want you to hear this. This is coming from the said president. If you want to know where all of this propaganda is coming from, outside of the fact that you already see it coming from the mainstream media, who's under the control of the CIA Mockingbird Media. They're all useful idiots. Well, Obama's a useful idiot. Trump's a useful idiot. They're all doing the biddings of their masters. They truly are. But I want you to listen to this because it's coming out of his own mouth. People, you need to get your ears on and listen and stand up against who's promulgating all of this. Okay? Here's Barack Obama, foreigner Barack Obama, implementing under the guise or under the cover of Christmas. He called it an anti-propaganda. And what they did is they buried it within a $619 billion military budget. And guess what it does? It gives them somehow or another, God knows, because I don't, and I'm being facetious, and I speak as a man, but somehow or another, they can go ahead and spew out all the propaganda that they want to. So now they have a right to lie, to violate law rather than to restrain men from law, to create disorder rather than to maintain order, to justify the wicked and to condemn the innocent. This is what they're doing. It's a prop. They're an abomination. They seriously are an abomination. I want to tell you why they're there. People ask all the time, because the Lord's judging this nation. That's why. He gives them wicked rulers. We don't have rulers. We have representatives, but the American people in their ignorance have taken on the fact that we have leaders and rulers in this country. No, we do not. 281-845-4704. I'd love to see that in the U.S. Constitution. I can't find that. It does tell me that the government in this country are the people under God. And if you look at Article 6, Section 2, and what they're supposed to do, Article 2, Section 3, you'll understand perfectly what I told you. Okay, let's watch Obama. Let's listen to the propagandist right here that gave him all of what he needed to go ahead and lie to the American people and create the chaos and confusion that the Lord is not the author of. Daniel 9:7. Check this out.
Propaganda to be effective. You don't have to convince people that what you are saying is true. You just have to flood the zone with so much poop. They use a different word, but you have to flood the zone with so much untruth constantly that at some point people don't believe anything.
See, that's their objective.
So it doesn't matter if a candidate running for office just is constantly, just hypothetically, saying untrue things.
Yeah, like himself, folks.
Or if an elected president claims that he won when he lost and that the system was rigged. But then when he wins, then it isn't rigged.
Yeah, see what he's doing, folks, is what people haven't come to the conclusion with, and again, this is one of those great wonders, but you do all realize that, you know, all of these presidents that win, how they talk down about the presidents that are incumbent in office during that particular time, they'll call them out for all of their crimes, and then when they win office, once they win office, what do? Did they bring justice upon the heads of the worst president of the United States of America, like Donald Trump said he would, like with Hillary Clinton? No, of course not. Of course not, people. This is why I want the people to understand what is going on here. And don't act like this is coming from some zone that you don't know where it's coming from. This is coming from your said representatives. That's where all of this is coming from. I have a second video here, and I'm going to see if I can pull it up really quick. I know that it was turned down a little bit. I'll see if I can get the volume up in course for you. But I want you to see if we can go ahead. Yeah, here it is. This is coming across right. Here is him at a second time where he's at Stanford, and he tells you exactly what I'm telling you. He's telling you exactly what he meant to do in 2013, and this is what's been going on. So all of the fake news, all of the fake news that they talk about, anything that they call fake news, you need to understand that it stands against their political opposition. We stand as their political opposition. They hate the laws that God has established to keep us free, and I don't care if they do or not. That's why I'm telling and talking to the American people that need to hold these criminals accountable and quit acting like that they're there to actually lead this country back to who it was established under, because that's not at all what they're doing. And Obama was a prime example of that. He said, we need to go back to the Declaration of Independence. Well, guess what the Declaration of Independence tells us, friends? Our forefathers threw off three quarters of these corrupt individuals in their unjust laws in Britain under the corrupt King George, who had a mental disorder. He did, in fact. And they threw him off, and they said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That's what the American people, that's the language that's foreign to the American people today that they have to learn. But let's go over it. over here again. Listen to Obama and listen carefully to what he says.
Flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing.
So let me ask you something. Who is planning the conspiracy theorizing? It's the mainstream media. Do you also realize that these are the same people that are responsible for setting up innocent people that are doing the right thing? Oh, can I give you a little side note here? We'll talk about it soon enough. Did you know that right now your government, because you didn't take this censorship of free speech seriously, you know, the one I've been whining about a long time ago, because I understand that what we're dealing with here are people that are not ruled by law. But I can tell you what they are ruled by. They're afraid of the mob. And when they see the mob stand up, they stand, they will take a step back. But because the American people don't understand that freedom of speech is a bulwark to our liberties to stand up against tyrants, they don't care. Americans don't care. You know what happens? Then what they do, friends, is they continuously create more enemies. And that's exactly what, in fact, they're allowed to do today. But this is what I want you to catch, because the people didn't put a stop there. You know what they're doing now? Did you know that your said representative government is using agencies to debank, to basically cut off the funds of individuals that are warning you of their crimes right now? It's called debanking. We'll get to it tomorrow. It's called debanking. They're shutting off your money sources, people. See, like online right now, I should have probably about 10,000 people literally on one channel watching me right now. The numbers are so small, it's staggering. But people don't take it serious. They don't stand up against these big tech companies that are doing the censoring. So what they do is they take subversives and they put them out there and they give them a free flow and they suppress guys like me that are standing up against their subversive narrative. And because the American people let them do it, they're going to continuously do more of this. Listen to the rest of this.
No longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders.
Listen to this. So the Epstein files is all planned.
Mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth. The game's won.
The game is won. Who's spewing out the propaganda narrative, friends, more than corruption in the halls of government? Nobody. You already know that they're corrupt. But because you tolerate it, it continues on. Because you tolerate it, it continues on. We got Margie calling in from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, I got a moral question, and I feel like it's a dilemma. I've never been so angry. And also,
talk into the phone, please. Talk into the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I have visions of these men being hung in the streets and cheering and celebrating, and that's not who I am. And it's a moral dilemma. And what say you, my friend?
I can't hear you. You're really muffled, Margie.
Okay. I'm sorry. How's that, Bradley?
A little bit better, thank you.
Okay, I'm having a moral dilemma. I'm angry. I'm having visions of wanting these men hung in the streets and celebrating. Seriously, Bradley, I daydream about the victory, and I'm frustrated with the men, and it brings me to tears every night in my prayers.
Yeah?
And am I morally getting like a MAGA maniac?
No, if you look you can look at federal law, 1825, federal law. Go look at it. What is the consequence of treason? It's punishable by death. It's just there. Our forefathers, what the American people concerning the forefathers' posterity, today what we see on the scene, they have so shamed what our forefathers would have never in a million years put up with. Never. They showed you what they would put up with, and they showed you the means about their resolve. And once it was rejected through what they called an olive branch, Well, then that's when they stood up and said, enough is enough. We're not going to subjugate ourselves to your attacks anymore. And we see a lot of what took place during that particular time. We see it happening today. I mean, like, you know, for example, if you look at the British, who continuously deployed their troops within certain colonies in the United States during its inception, what did they do that? They did that because the British wanted to keep control over the people. Well, a lot of people are equating that to what they're seeing on the streets today with ICE. And you know, constitutionally, in many cases, they're right. But going back to what you're saying right now, unless we show corruption to the degree of what we will not tolerate, this is going to continue. When the people stand up and teach them the fear of God and show them what they will not tolerate and show them the consequence of the crime, that's when the American people are going to win. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to show you this because we see this happening throughout the United States of America. And they've been working at this for a long time. About 20 years ago, I told the American people that, Saul Alinsky said, cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. And then what they did is to add, or should I say attempt to add legitimacy to their point, they would massively defraud the American people through voter fraud. And they would convince the people that this is who the people want as their next elected representative, right? This is all over the place, friends. It's been all over the place for a long time. And so what they want to do is, again, they want to convince the majority of the people that this is who the people are voting for, when in fact, that's why you have something called voter fraud in the first place, because they don't have the support. Well, I said 20 years ago, I said they need the illegals in America because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Again, think it through, people, because we see much of that today. But I want to tell you, that was the hissing of the Lord telling the American people of the dangers of what's coming if we don't take heed to his warnings and keeping his commandments and establishing judgments upon the wicked, like Margie, our friend, was just talking about a moment ago. Okay? That's how we know righteousness and peace, when we obey the Lord in dealing with the wicked. Not the other way around. When we possess the land, we are supposed to hold to the commands in our possession as well. Read Joshua 24. I believe it's verse 5. Okay? Now, I'm saying that for the very reason. Also, keep in mind, I've told you 1,000 times that it's the mainstream media who's filled and it's littered with sodomites. Okay? You have to understand that. Because sodomites are backwards. Sodomites, homosexuals, will do what they're told. Okay? Don Lemon's one of those guys. But what I'm trying to say here is corruption in the halls of government today are advocating what? The illegals, they've already brought them in. They committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Luke 22:48, liken it over to Judas, betraying Christ, because it's the same thing that these politicians do. They sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver. They advocate for illegals to come into this country, which if the American people knew the word of God, they would see that the Lord is at the helm concerning the woe of what's going on in this country right now, the judgments of God. The Lord's in control. He has control of all things, the blessings and the curses. Again, the wheels and the woe. But I've shared with you that the mainstream media's useful idiots and the corrupt in the halls of government, they work hand in glove to create domestic insurrection. I'm sure you've all heard me say that a million times over. Now, I want to show you this because you need to see it. Here's Don Lemon. Listen carefully. When speaking to a woman, she's asking, again, pay attention to the consequence of violating law. And look what happens when you remove the consequence of violating the law, like this sodomite who's married to a man named Don Lemon. Listen to what he says.
The border illegally is not a crime?
No, it's not.
Yeah, Don Lemon is telling an illegal that when she asked the question, well, if I come into America illegally, that's a crime. Don Lemon is saying, no, it's not. He's lying. Okay? Your problem is the mainstream media, and it's not just what you call the left. Believe me.
A criminal act. Okay. It's a misdemeanor.
It's not a criminal act. He's lying.
So misdemeanor is not,
it's
a
not
crime?
A criminal act, no.
If a misdemeanor is a criminal act, okay, but just listen to this nonsense coming from this sodomite.
If you get charged with a misdemeanor, that's not
so
a criminal act.
Why are you charged at all then?
He's lying.
It's not a criminal act.
Because we have different levels of crime. Everything is not the same.
So it is crime.
Crossing
the border illegally.
If I cross the border illegally, it is a crime. I just want to make clear that you all understand that. Okay? Entering the United States illegally or remaining after visas expires triggers severe consequences, immediate detention, rapid deportation, removal, and potential criminal prosecution. Okay, individuals face bans on re-entry, and illegal re-entry can result in felony charges. A misdemeanor is a crime as well. You can go to prison for 21 years. Here's Don Lemon telling, no, don't worry about it. It's just a misdemeanor. No, wait a second. Illegal entry, 8 U.S.C. 1325. I'm giving you references. Illegally re-entering into the country, 8 U.S.C. 1326. Do you see your corrupt politicians, what they're doing? They're trying to justify them after they have been treasonously allured into this country by them. The American people in their constitutional illiteracy don't even know that those said representatives need to be held accountable for treason and the crimes of the illegals that have been allured into this country. Everything Don Lemon just said is an absolute lie. Hey, folks, they're paid to betray you. That's what they're doing. Okay? You all want the answer? I'll give you the answer. You guys all remember Operation Wetback concerning what goes on? President Eisenhower, answer to illegal immigrants in America, is he rounded them up and he deported them. He didn't go around in kidnapper vans doing it the way that they're doing it today, friends. By the way, if you want to see how ICE is operating right now, there is a parallel between the Soviet Union in the 20s, how they would basically, people just disappear. That's what they're doing right now. I know that firsthand. I knew that firsthand, okay? But it's interesting that if you come into America, there's severe crimes and consequences for those that commit the crime. Does that not apply to the said representatives that are committing the act of treason? Oh, all the more. All the more. Okay? But I want to show you this. Instead of doing what everybody with a little common sense would do if we have illegals here, I can first of all tell you, welfare in this country is unconstitutional. You cannot steal from those that work and then give to those that don't work. That is a crime. 2 Thessalonians 3:12. You don't work, you don't eat. Okay? You say that's harsh. No, it's not harsh. It's unconstitutional. By the way, that's the church's job. Okay? Not the government's job to steal your money. And because you let them do it, that's why they're that's how they're alluring them into the country. If you want illegal immigration to stop, cut off the welfare line. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And then what happens is when you follow the law, oh, you lack compassion. Do you not have any affection? Hey, I was a welfare kid. I know exactly what it's set up to do. It's set up to create dependency upon government bureaucrats. That's what it's created to do. Do you know how few people get out of that system? Do you see how few people actually leave that whole world because they don't believe they ever can? Who's created that world for them? The American people allowing their said representatives to create a world that doesn't constitutionally exist. That's where that's coming from. That's where all that's coming from. Okay? So going on here, do you know there's severe consequences if you come into America? But did you also know that there is severe consequences if you go into Mexico illegally? What happens if you go into Mexico illegally? Oh my goodness, folks. General law on population, Mexico's constitution. Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Here, one more thing to think about before we go off air here. Notice how nobody's leaving America to cross over into Mexico illegally. Why is that? I'll tell you why, because they don't tolerate it. Okay? Foreigners are admitted into Mexico according to the possibilities of contributing or contributing to the national progress. That's found in Article 32 of the Mexican Constitution. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and they have necessary funds for their sustenance and for their dependency. So in other words, if you go in, you have to have your own money to sustain you and your family. Hey, folks, you see what happened here in Minnesota? That's all by design. That's all by design. See, your politicians are alluring them in, again, treasonously, cross-check me, Article 3, Section 3, and then they're promising them that they can have as much money as they want, and don't worry about it. We'll buy you a brand new car. We'll pay your rent. You don't have to work. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, what do the politicians do? Hey, you know what? We'll use the Somalians and the illegals that we allured in through the act of treason, and we'll just start stealing the money, and then once we get caught, we'll blame the Somalians and throw them under the bus. It's exactly what just happened. Here, let me keep going here. Foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. Whoa! when foreigners are deemed detrimental to economic or national interest, when they don't believe like good citizens in their own country. I mean, folks, again, you can't make this up. You want to continue on with us? We're going to go on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Got some calls up there. I'm going to take them in just a moment to all my affiliates. We're signing off. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Okay, so we're off. I want to finish this up in part, and then I want to show you a short video concerning Operation Wetback, and then I'll take these phone calls. If you want to call in, jump on now, 281-845-4704, pro or con, it matters not. Okay, so the Secretary of Governance may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be in the best national interest. That's Article 38. Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request, i.e. to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. That's Article 73. Oh, folks, just look at the list. Foreigners with fake immigration papers may be fined or imprisoned. Again, under false pretenses, may be imprisoned. See, folks, it's interesting how it just goes on. And notice what it is. They're showing the consequence if you commit the crime when you enter into Mexico illegally. That's not what they're doing in America. The politicians are standing there. Matter of fact, the Department of Homeland Security, Lutheran Social Services, along with Catholic Charities, are the ones that are welcoming illegals into this country. Why? Because they played the Judas on the American people. No, folks. I'm talking about illegal entry. I'm not talking about those that mean to assimilate. There's a big difference. If they come in legally, welcome. Let me say it again. If they come in legally, welcome. If you're here to assimilate to who we are under God, wonderful. If not, you're not coming into the country. Try that in any other country, people. You can't do it in Mexico. I guarantee you cannot do it in the Middle East. They'll behead you. Try breaking into a country illegally. Tell me how that works. I mean, you go into, folks, you go into Europe, there's customs. You go into the UK, there's customs. I mean, you have to go through Border Patrol regardless of what they've named it. Do you know a lot of Muslims come into America and what they'll do is they'll marry a woman just so that they can be a citizen in the United States of America? And once they gain their citizenship, do you know that they'll divorce their wives? Do you know that that's a crime as well? I mean, again, folks, I just want you to see the list of crimes and consequences if you break into their country illegally. And it's the same thing with America. Same thing with America. Really what it comes down to is how much do you love your country, people? Isn't that really what it comes down to? That's really what it comes down to. How much do you love your country? Because I can tell you this, a lot of people say they love their country until they have to fight for their country. And because now what it comes down to is they, oh, you know what, I love my country, but you know, I might move out of state right now because I'm having problems there. And, you know, I don't love it enough. You know, I'm just going to run from this battle and show everybody how much of a coward I am. Psalm 78, verse 9. And I'm going to capitulate instead of stand up again, standing up against those that mean to just come in here and start throwing their weight around, even when they tell you that they're here not to assimilate, but to conquer. Shame on you. Now, let me give you the answer. 281-845-4704. Operation Wetback, U.S. immigration law enforcement campaign during the summer of 1954, resulted in the mass deportation of Mexican nationals. It was 1.1 million persons, according to the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service, which is the acronym INS. though most estimates put the figure closer to 300,000, drafted by the U.S. Attorney General Herbert Brownell Jr. and vetted by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Operation Wetback arose at least partly in response to a portion of the American public that had become angry at the widespread corruption among employers of the sharecroppers and growers along the Mexican border and at the Border Patrol's inability to stem the influx of illegal workers. And then it goes on. And then it goes on.
On June 17, 1954, 2,000 undocumented Mexican workers were deported across the United States-Mexican border at the beginning of the most aggressive Mexican deportation program up until that time. Official records state that over the course of the next several months, approximately 1.3 million Mexicans either voluntarily left the United States or were forcibly deported. These mass deportations made up the 1954 campaign known as Operation Wetback. This is its story.
If you guys want to watch the
1950s, the United States public
continuation of this video, you can. It's short. It's a short video.
Apprehensions of undocumented Mexicans or wetbacks. The derogatory term wetback comes from the perception that many undocumented workers swam or waded across the Rio Grande to reach the United States. Popular media cited undocumented workers as responsible for increased disease and crime rates, narcotics, security threats, and soaring welfare costs. President Eisenhower was similarly concerned. In 1954, President Eisenhower appointed General Joseph Swing as head of the Immigration and Naturalization Services, or the INS, in hopes that Swing could resolve the immigration problem. Under Swing's command, the INS and the Border Patrol saw the benefit of a large-scale deportation campaign to relieve this anxiety regarding undocumented workers. This led to the creation of Operation Wetback in the summer of 1954. The 1954 Operation Wetback was actually not the first of its kind. The initial Operation Wetback model was conceived in 1950. In this model, undocumented workers are not only pursued in transit across the
border. They're not undocumented, they're illegals.
In the United States.
This is semantics.
The 1954 operation simply.
So if you guys want to watch the rest of that video, you guys can go ahead and do it. It just goes through the process of what took place. I want to say this. When you look at scripture, we are to be impartial in judgment. Okay? Now, if my son went over to a different country and he wanted to barge his way through in an illegal manner, I would expect that there'd be consequences. And I'd love my son. I'd give him a heads up. I would educate him as to what's going to take place if he does that illegally. And I trust that he wouldn't do that. So when I'm highlighting what Eisenhower did during this particular time, apparently they just wanted to go ahead and test their steel, come over to America, and start pushing people around. And by the way, a lot of it was an allurement from the said employers because they wanted slave labor. Much of that's still going on today. This is nothing new. So again, I want to make clear, this isn't an issue of ethnicity. It's not an issue of the color of their skin, because I know that there's a lot of simple people out there that would try to equate that or what I'm saying to that because they're uneducated or haven't taken the time to know the difference. I'm not saying that as a backhand neither, but it's true. The truth hurts. And it demands a response. So they're either going to be remain in their ignorance, or they're going to come to the light and understand what it is that they're advocating for. I'm just saying that when we look at the fruit of these people that are coming over here illegally, if they're going to cross the border illegally, guess what they're going to do? That's the first act of breaking the law. Guess what they're going to continuously do throughout their duration in America? They're going to break the law. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bob. All yours, my friend.
Hey, Bradley, you're the Babe Ruth of radio, knocking it out of the park lately. All these ICE teams in Minnesota, Minneapolis, where is the sheriff? Where is the police? And where is the EMS? There's none of that. I haven't seen any blood. I haven't seen any, you know.
It's all staged.
Taking care of a corpse.
Yep. Can I tell you, Bob? Here, so Bob, let me answer that, though. I want to tell you, I've met with the sheriffs. I said sheriffs as more than one. I've met with them. Are you guys in agreement with what's going on? Absolutely not. The police force and the commission in the state of Minnesota hates their lawless guts. They say, you know what their response is? As if to suggest that they didn't swear to uphold an oath to stand against those crimes. You know what they say? They revert back to hiding behind the fact that, well, we feel like our hands are tied behind our back. Well, that's not what you said you do.
No, they're not enforced.
That's right. That's exactly
not
the problem.
They're enforcing the law.
Yep.
ICE is absolute. They have to be invited by the legislator or the governor if the legislator can't be convened. And, you know, and those guys are so obviously, they're just baboon actors.
Yeah, bad.
They're not even acting like a trained anything.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, I talk too much, and I'm sorry I call so much.
Oh, dude. I appreciate it, Bob. I'm glad because, listen.
Keep it up.
Yeah, thank you, man. You know, if anything else, Bob, you're showing people what leadership looks like. It's called obedience. It's called gratitude. And it's called love for the God that we serve. And that's why I'm calling in and doing something about what's going on out there. So, hey, don't ever stop, Bob. I totally appreciate you 100%. We got Chris calling in from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chris. What say you, my friend?
That would be window washer, Chris, to be specific, Bradley. I'm sorry. There's noise in the background. I'm constantly washing windows. That's why I got that name, window washer, Chris. But I have one issue with you, buddy.
Okay.
You cover the issue so rationally, so logically, and so thoroughly, you don't give me an opportunity to correct you. So I'm not going to correct you.
Thank you. You know what I do? Can I say something to that, Chris? Because I think it's important.
Yes.
And again, I want people to understand this. So when I'm doing high school assemblies, young people, college students, and I'm not just talking about high schoolers, mid schoolers, I'm not talking about elementary, young people have been conditioned to listen to 7-second increments. That means they're just being literally, the points that are being made are just being machine gunned at them, and they're catching everything that you're saying. I don't think that there's any reason why we have to have a show where we just spend it on one topic as if to suggest there's not 15,000 other things that we can cover that are just as important. And so what I want to do is I always want a PowerPoint and cut to the chase. Show the people the problem and also show them the answer, but also on top of that, Chris, to show the responsible party concerning why it's happening and who can also bring resolve to the issues. So I appreciate what you just said, and that is my intent, what you just said. And I thank you. You explained it well, and I totally appreciate that. But now I respond to that. Now people understand why I'm constantly just, you know, PowerPointing everything we do on this show. All yours.
Well, I want to get you out here to Utah to address a patriot group. How much would I think I sent you an email. My email's been messing up. I don't think I'm able to get responses until I clean up my data bank there. Anyway, how much would it cost to get you out here to Utah to fly in?
Yeah, the only thing that we do is just ask that you would cover our costs. And it just basically house us while we're there. We've never done it for money. We just care that the bottom line is met in the sense of what it's going to cost to get there, what it's going to cost to eat, you know, and a car. That's pretty much the gist of it. Again, we're here for the opportunity. We're not here to make gain out of anybody. Can I do this since we're off the radio right now? Can I just go ahead? Chris, can I get you to hold on for a minute? Because I'm going to close the show out. So could you just hold for me for a moment? And I'm going to get your information. We'll get you. We'll see if we can't connect with you and make something happen out there. Okay, cool. Hold on 1 minute. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and close the show. I do want to let you know that we got Florida coming up next week. We got some events in the Panhandle area. We're also going to be doing some high school assembly programs. We got a couple lined up in the Midwest. We just got picked up. If you look at the schedule, you can find out exactly where we're going to be. We have the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days this up and coming year. I believe it'll be year 16. We're also going to be at the Civic Center in Princeton, Minnesota on September 19th. So right now things are starting to book up. So as our friend Chris, the window washer Chris, is calling right now about booking us, now's the time to do it because we usually go out 3 months. That number's 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you all know, thank you very much for the orders. Wanted to let you know that we appreciate your trust. Also want to let you know that whatever you order goes out the door tomorrow morning. So you'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days, say the USPS, okay? We say 2 to 3, regardless if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, whatever the case might be. We appreciate it. We'll get your stuff out to you as soon as possible. And again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store and to the schedule. And again, friends, we'll